Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney, and I'm joined by video game extraordinaire Mr. Will.
Yo.
And we have the Pokemon Go expert joining us, Mr. Cole. Hello.
Hello.
So that noise in the background is my washing machine, that's okay, because I'm going to turn my mic off just like this, and you won't hear it. Anyways, we're going to talk about Pokemon Let's Go. We picked it up, or Will and I picked it up on Friday, and I played it quite a bit. Will's played it a fair amount, and Cole has not bought it. Cole, what the fuck?
I'm sorry, forgive me. I'm working on it.
Alright, so...
No forgiveness.
You literally just bought a Switch, and you have no games to play.
That's why it cost me like $500 to buy the Super Smash Brothers Switch.
No excuses, Cole.
That's my excuses, but I'm still going to talk about it. I'll talk you. Talk circles around you, Will.
Oh, bring it on. I'm fighting words.
Pokemon fighting. Let's go.
All right, so let's quick attack into this podcast, and that's all coming up right now. Alright, so let's talk about some Let's Go! So I bought mine with the Pokeball Plus, which I imagine Will did as well, because he buys everything limited edition.
Yeah, I did. Plus the Pokeball Plus actual charger. There's like a charging stand you can buy.
Of course, yeah. And Cole, are you going to buy the Pokeball Plus controller with the game when you get it?
Yeah, I want to, because got to get that Mew, right?
Got to get that Mew.
Well, I've been without internet for the whole weekend, so I haven't even been able to release Mew from my Pokeball, so it's still in there.
Do you start with it? Like, can you just release it right off the bat?
Yeah, it's a mystery gift.
I don't think so. I haven't gotten it.
Well, it's a mystery gift, right? I think it just releases it into the actual code of the game or something? I'm not sure.
I'm not too sure. I've only used the Pokeball Plus at the beginning for a little bit, and then when I was playing in bed, I was just using it normal as like a handheld.
Yeah, I think you release Mew from the Pokeball and it goes and hides under that truck, is that right?
No, I think it just goes into Mystery Gift and then it goes automatically into your party, doesn't it?
I don't know, I was making a joke.
I remember the truck, though. We talked about this on our previous podcast, but like all the stupid rumors surrounding Mew back in like the 90s?
Yeah, okay, actually, I just remembered this the other day. We were talking about trolls before, too, where they're like, oh, if you do this, this, and that, you get, like, you know, Bulbasaur or something. And one of the ones was in Smash Bros. I was talking about, where he's like, oh, if you only use push B during the campaign,
yeah,
and then you get Bulbasaur. And I was like, oh, shit, so I did that, and it looked like a total fool. Anyways, another troll of mine in my childhood was like, oh, because... you had the GBA, and if the cartridge got even removed slightly, it like made that glitchy noise.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, hey, when you get that, if you push B down 3 times in succession, then you get to fight the Mewtwo or whatever, the one from the first movie where he's like wearing all his armor. I'm like, shit, fucking shut up. So like, I tried to do that for so long, and my like 12-year-old self would just spend a lot of time on that. Something that didn't exist.
I feel like developers need to listen to this and actually put this stuff in. They got to listen to what kids are lying to each other about in games and then make it real.
Pretty much. I remember wasting so much time thinking I was just doing it wrong with Mew under the truck right outside the ship, the SSN.
Yeah, yeah. I'm laughing because I can't believe we were gullible enough to fall for this shit.
We were young.
I can't even think if there's somebody who told me something like that when I was playing video games.
Oh,
there probably was. You know, I'll remember.
For sure there was.
I'm not smart enough to remember.
Anyways, all right, let's get into Let's Go. So it started with a nice little cutscene that I started streaming after this point. I streamed from basically the beginning of the game to where you are, Will, in Mount Moon. So
nice.
Everything is on our Facebook page if you're curious to see what the game looks like and if you're going to buy it.
Because I watched you. I gave you a bit of shit because I said you needed Bulbasaur, and even Bulbasaur got knocked out, so you had to revive him. And I was like, oh, man, my Pikachu just destroyed that gym. And you're like, bullshit?
I'm like, you're a fucking liar. There's no way you wiped Brock's gym with fucking Pikachu. And you're like,
Oh, yeah, dude. I didn't even have to use a potion or anything. My Pikachu was just one-hitting the two trainers, and then Brock just didn't stand a chance, man.
Yeah.
Like, what Pikachu learns, what was it?
It was double kick.
Double kick, man.
Yeah, like, that must be a Gen 8 fucking thing that's going to come out. Okay.
Oh, that was ruthless.
Okay.
Did you guys both get the Pikachu edition?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm not going to say I'm mixed because I definitely like this game, but they've introduced a lot of things that are really freaking awesome, and there's a couple things that are really fucking dumb that they've removed or they've added that doesn't work. Here's my first complaint. Okay, when you think of moves, like Pokemon moves, you think of like Thunderbolt and like Razor Leaf, like all these like super awesome moves.
Solar Beam.
They just sound like they're fucking awesome. And then you get a goddamn name for Pikachu for a new move called Zippy Zap. What the fuck is this shit? No, not Zippy Zap. It should have been like it's basically Volt Tackle, but they've renamed it to Zippy Zap to sound what cooler.
Volt Tackle sounds awesome.
Yeah, with Volt Tackle
it was
sounds
one of
like
my favorite moves, but I don't know how I feel about Zippy Zap.
It's so fucking Zippy pissed Zap. Off. But yeah, you can learn it in Cerulean City, and it fucking destroys. But the name pisses me off so much.
Was that your major complaint?
No. I'm getting there. I'll get there.
Okay, but I got a really important question first. What hairdo does your Pikachu have? That's the most important.
I kept it to the standard look because all of them look stupid.
Yeah, I'm normal as well right now.
Rough. Come on, guys.
I'm going to decorate him once I unlock some better clothing options.
But when right I get now, it, I'm going to have the slickest Pikachu out there.
Well, I didn't even touch the clothing options until a sailor gave me a sailor outfit. I'm like, fucking right, I'm wearing a sailor outfit. And I put that on.
Your character or your Pikachu?
Both.
Twinsies,
yeah.
And then I'm just inside the Pokemon Tower, and this woman gave me a formal outfit. It's like a fucking suit and tie. I'm like, fuck yeah, walking around in a suit and tie.
Can you mix and match? Can you have half sailor, half suit and tie?
Yeah, I have the sailor kicks with the rest of the outfit. Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so they go full board.
Yeah, and
I gotta ask you, Rodney, how do you feel about when you catch like random, like you know, your normal Pokemon? Do you miss the battling aspect, or do you like how it's now just like Pokemon Go?
You know what? I kind of like it more because the worst part about fucking grinding is like you gotta knock out every Pokemon, and it's like, oh my god, kill me now. And
when Pokemon Go first came out, I was thinking the same thing. I was like pretty choked that there wasn't any battling, but now I think about how much easier it is just to go and spin it to catch everybody.
Yeah, it gets better, Cole, because this is one of the things I really like about Let's Go, is you honestly get more experience from capturing Pokemon than you do from battling other trainers. So, for example, there's multipliers that you can get with the game, or with each Pokemon, that it determine how many. So I think you get the base amount of experience for catching it, and then based on your multiplier, it'll increase that to whatever, right? So if it's a new Pokemon, that's a multiplier. If it's if it's a huge Pokemon or a tiny one, like you see in the Let's Go or in the Pokemon Go series, that's another multiplier.
Those are multipliers.
If you hit an excellent or a great, that's a multiplier. And like they basically stack on top of each other. The best one I got was today because I caught, I think it was my 8th Diglett in a row, and it was, this new one was small, and I basically got 14.1 times multiplier, and I got 2300 experience for catching a Diglett. It was like insane. Yeah, so
nice. I spawned a shiny Caterpie using the multipliers, but it ran away, which really pissed me off because I wanted that shiny Butterfree.
Shit,
that would be the most frustrating if some shiny ran away.
Yeah, basically, to get shinies or increase your chances there, you have to do it using the same Pokemon without breaking the chain. So for Caterpie, it doesn't matter if it's big or small. You just have to keep catching a Caterpie, nothing else. If you run into another Pokemon, just run away. And when you get like above like a multiplier of catching like 30 in a row, your chance for a shiny is like +4.
Oh, wow.
And then you did that to get to that point?
Pretty much. It took a while, but I really wanted a shiny Butterfree, and then I was like devastated when it ran away. But I think when I restart my game again, as long as it doesn't turn off or anything, because it's just charging, my multiplier should still be there, so I can get another chance at trying to run into another one.
Yeah, you know what?
Does it work the same way as Pokemon Go, where you can have like a bunch of storage, or do you have limited storage and you have to upgrade?
This is where it gets great.
Got quite a bit.
Yeah, no, this is where the an improvement that is really fucking good comes back in. So it's 2019 basically now, and you know they were still doing basically 1996 technology bullshit where you have to go to a PC and figure out what fucking Pokemon you want and deposit it in the PC and take the one out
and
you
like,
want.
And click it's just, and drag and all that.
It's
yeah.
super annoying. But
now you can do it whenever.
Yeah, now it's on the go. So you have a box in your fucking bag that has all your other Pokemon in it and you can switch them out whenever.
Pokemon Let's Go.
Yeah, so that is really awesome. And then any of the other ones you don't need, you can just send them directly to Professor Oak and he sends you back candies that boost their base stats. So, like, there's the Courage Candy, which is Special Defense. So you give one to whoever the fuck, and it raises their base stat by one for Special Defense. So
permanently or just temporarily?
Permanently.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You also can, like, I told you about the candies when you were streaming, but also if you send, like, a lot of the same Pokemon, he can send you, say, like, a Pikachu Candy, which raises all your stats.
Yeah, it's fucking money.
So each Pokemon has a different candy, like, or you
no,
trade,
no,
like...
No, I'm saying, like, there's no, like, candies that you can use on everyone, but they only do, like, one stat, like he was saying. Like, you could do your special attack or raise your defense and stuff like that. But say you send, like, Professor Oak, like, 20 Pikachus or something.
Mm.
He'll send, he has a chance of sending you, like, Pikachu candies back, which instead of just increasing one attribute, they increase all of them at the same time.
Okay. One thing is, do you find that, like, when you're, like, leveling up Pokemon and stuff, do you still battle quite a bit? Do you just battle at gyms and running into people on the way, or is there other ways to battle in the game?
No, you battle trainers normally like you did in the original game. And what I actually really like is anyone who's not a key character in the game, like gym leaders and, you know... your fucking rival or whoever, they basically keep them to having one or two Pokemon, maybe three. Three's pretty rare. I've only seen a couple people that have had three, but they basically keep them between one and two Pokemon in their party. So you're not... They've basically really toned down the grinding in this game, and I love the fact that they've done that, because that was the worst part of Pokemon, was the grinding. And I think that's what turned a lot of people away initially when they just played the game, was the grinding. So they're opening it up to more people. Yeah. So yeah, they're opening it up to now new people who haven't played Pokemon before, and they're making it more appealing by just toning down the grinding, and it's really, really good.
And as a huge fan of Pokemon, you enjoy this new way.
Yes, there's a couple things that we'll get into later that piss me off like immensely, but me as a longtime Pokemon fan, I've been playing it since the original Yellow. I'm really happy with this game so far.
Nice. Well, that gives me even more incentive to pick it up.
Yeah, and it's nostalgic as fuck, dude. Like when you're in Palutown and it's playing the Palutown music, you're like, holy shit. This
and it's in that nice crisp HD.
Oh, it's so good.
Nice. This is like when I was expecting them to make a Pokemon game, I was like in my mind I was thinking something more realistic, you know, kind of like a I guess you go like more like a Final Fantasy or like Xenoblade going around in the world. But I'm kind of glad that they kept it the same cartoony fun style as the original, but just, you know, everything upgraded and beefed up. So
oh yeah. Okay, here's this is not a big complaint. This is just a little this is something that bothered me initially. So when you're getting your starter Pokemon, which obviously is Pikachu or Eevee, your rival, you look at him, he doesn't look like an asshole. Like when you played Pokemon Yellow and you looked at Blue, you're like, that guy's a fucking asshole. And you named him Asshat because he's a fucking
asshole.
They
made him too nice. They made him the same thing when you run into fucking Gary.
Yeah.
He's blue now, right? Like, he's like, oh, hey, my grandpa told me about you. You've got the Pokedex. I was like, you're not Gary.
yeah, you're not.
But being nice to me, how am I supposed to stomp you if you're not me?
Yeah.
Yeah, but, yeah, I mean, Blue still looks and sounds cool, but he's not the same. Like, before, he was like, smell you later, asshole.
Okay, I hope that's actually how he sounded.
You know what? I want to make a video, honestly, because I remember in Pokemon Yellow, I was on the Saint Anne, and Blue's like, oh, you know, how's your Pokedex come along? I got 41. I'm crawling through the grassy areas. But I've been catching every fucking Pokemon I've seen, and ones that I know if there's an evolve form in the grassy area with them, I will stay there until it spawns. And I got to the Saint Anne, and I had 38, and I'm like, who? What the fuck? So I'm a little I'm gonna call bullshit on Mr. Fucking Blue from Pokemon Yellow.
That he had 41.
Yeah, I don't think he had 41. I think it's impossible. Like even if, unless he caught all the exclusives to each game, like Pokemon Red and Pokemon Blue, you can only catch, you know, you can either catch Ekans or Koffing or whatever it was, but he caught both of them because he's fucking blue. I don't know.
Is this the same, like, the game is just a remake of Yellow?
Pretty well, yeah, pretty well. So it's pretty much identical other than, you know, the upgrading in the graphics and a couple of mechanics and removing of some mechanics. So why don't
and
we...
zippity-zap.
Zippity-fucking-zap. So let's get into something that made me really angry. So if you're a competitive Pokemon player, you're gonna fucking hate this game. You're gonna fucking hate it so much because they've removed abilities. Like Pikachu's ability is static, doesn't exist in this game. Every Pokemon that has had an ability does not exist in this game. It's fucking ridiculous.
What do you mean? Like they're like no longer like grass or fire or electric or is that what you mean?
No. They have those are types. They have those. So like for example, Magnemite's ability was levitate, right? So ground moves didn't affect it because it's levitating.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm. But I used dig on a Magnemite and it worked. So there's no abilities in this game.
Oh, that like, yeah, now I know. Like from Pokemon Stadium, you couldn't use certain moves on certain Pokemon because it wouldn't affect them. So they took that away.
No, like this started in actually, I think it started in Generation 2. I can't remember. Do you remember, Will, if abilities were in Generation 2 or was it Generation 3 that they started?
That's what I'm trying to think, and I think it might have been 3. I don't think it was 2.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, no, you've played a Pokemon game since Yellow, right, Cole?
Oh, yeah. No, I have, yeah.
No, yeah, I'm talking about...
Didn't I tell that story about how I wanted to go get, I think it was Diamond, and I didn't have a DS, so I asked my sister if I could borrow it, and when we got there, she's like, no, I'm just going to buy it and not let you play it, and then I never got to play it.
Fucking rough.
Oh, yeah, but I played it for a little bit, but then she took over and deleted my saved account.
Yeah, no, but in Stadium, they didn't have abilities, so I think you're confused on what I'm saying. I'm not sure.
Okay, weird, because in Stadium, I feel like you couldn't use, like, well, if you used...
Well, you can't use ground-type moves on flying-types. It just doesn't affect the type of Pokemon. But Magnemite's an electric-type, so if you used a ground move on electric-type, it would be super effective. However, Magnemite's ability... is levitate, so it's not touching the ground, so therefore
it can't get affected by it.
And then there's other ones like Sturdy, so you can't one hit KO Pokemon like normally, like Graveler or a Pokemon like that.
Oh, and then it would just go down to like 1 HP or something.
Yeah, so there's all these different abilities, right? So, but yeah, they don't exist in this game. So if you're playing competitive Pokemon, that's a fucking huge blow. Because a lot of people rely on
those. Do you feel
this
game is very competitive? Do you feel like they made it too friendly?
No, they made it really friendly. They're trying to suck in every new kid and every new possible person to spend money on Pokemon for the next 30 years like we have.
And kids can't hack it like they could back in the day.
Yeah.
You listening, kids? You can't hack it. No, you're not listening with Rodney's F-bombs every 3 seconds.
Yeah. that's annoying. What do you think about that, Will?
I'm kind of mixed feelings about it. Like I said, I'm not that far into the game yet, so...
Will couldn't hack it either.
I'm just kidding. But overall, like, I do like the game, but I think it's missing a lot of elements that made Pokemon what it was.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of another piss off of mine. I mean, they've added in some things from past games that were fun, like you can play with your Pikachu, Big Whoop. What
you
else?
You can make its hairdo super cool.
Yeah. Oh yeah, maybe, yeah. So I'm just about to go to Celadon, the game corner. That's where I am. I'm just in Lavender Town right now, and then Will's in Mount Moon, so yeah.
Do you feel like they'll try to do what they did for Pokemon Go and add more generations in, or do you think it feels like a one generation go around?
I've stayed away from spoilers on YouTube and all that because I want to find out for myself. But I have a feeling it's going to be just like Fire Red and Leaf Green. As soon as you finish, or as soon as you become the champion, your Pokedex is going to open up to the national level, or to the national.
I wonder if, I mean, you'll make more money if you release the games generationally, you know? Like, if you don't add everything into one game, or if you make a DLC, I think you could make more by releasing game. But I hope they do have more than just, you know, I hope they don't limit themselves. I hope they do something above and beyond, especially if you're getting mixed feelings on it.
Yeah.
I'm going to look up some ratings on it, see what other people think.
Yeah, do that. And, Will, have you met Jesse and James yet?
Not yet. Like,
you've seen them, but
I ran into
them,
yes.
Yeah.
But I haven't done anything with them yet.
Yeah, I'm just kind of disappointed that Meowth doesn't talk, but whatever. That's a very minor thing.
I know. When I saw him above the tunnel for Mount Moon, I was like, oh, sweet. And then it was just like, no.
Yeah, they're like yelling at Meowth. They're like, Meowth, you're supposed to be keeping watch. And then he goes, Meowth. I was like, fuck off. He goes,
shut your trap. Yeah.
Do they actually speak? Like, is there just voice bubbles, or is there everything like...
No,
is there voice acting?
It's voice bubbles, yeah.
Mm.
I don't think Pokemon should have voice acting ever.
That's fine. I just... When Meowth is speaking, he doesn't have, like, a voice bubble with words. He just says meow, meow.
Yeah. You know what? I mean, everyone said Zelda should be nothing but text, but it's... I don't know. But they took a big leap with Breath of the Wild with voice acting, and I thought it turned out pretty good in my own
opinion. Yeah, I think, I mean, it was a little campy, but it fit the style. That scene when Zelda's like crying and screaming, I was actually like, oh shit.
Yeah.
So
that got me more attached to Zelda and actually motivated me to finish the game personally.
Yeah. I don't think I haven't finished Breath of the Wild yet.
Holy fuck.
I still haven't had a chance to connect my Pokemon Go account to Pokemon Let's Go. I kind of want to exchange some Pokemon and see what happens there.
I think they've replaced the Safari. I was watching Jaywitz the other day, and I gave him 50 stars. You're welcome. But anyways, apparently they've replaced the Safari Zone with the Go Park. So that's where you can transfer all your Pokemon from Pokemon Go and then catch them. But you have to catch them in Let's Go. You don't just get them.
Okay, that sounds interesting, though.
Yeah, but then again, where am I going to catch a goddamn Kangaskhan now if there's no Safari Zone?
He's probably out there somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if they replaced it. It might be an area in the Safari Zone. I'm not really sure. I didn't really look into it. I only watched it for 10 minutes, but he was in there catching Pokemon from his Pokemon Go account.
Yeah. I also like, apparently, I saw on a video... for tips, once you beat the game and stuff like that, and you already catch the legendary birds, you have a chance of encountering them in the wild.
Oh, really?
That's interesting.
Yeah. So you know how like wild Pokemon will spawn, and there's rare spawns too. Like as soon as you start the game on Route 2, there's a chance of spawning a Charizard and Dragonite.
What? Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
What the? Where's my fucking Charizard and fucking Dragonite?
They're rare spawns, right? So it's going to take a while for them to pop up. You probably have to... I don't know if you've played around with them at all, but lures are really cool as well.
I haven't done lures yet.
Work? Oh.
No, I haven't played around with them yet. What about, I guess Will has, because he's talking about them.
Yeah, so, like, I haven't bought any yet. I think I can. You can buy them now, but I had two, so I played around with one. And literally, once you use it, it increases the chance of spawns and increases the chance of rare spawns.
Oh, interesting.
Well, yeah, so it's actually something you really want to use in the game. And I think you can buy them for like 400 a piece.
Right. Well,
400 real dollars?
Not like you can fucking actually catch the Dragonite or the Charizard on Route 2 when you have about 10 Pokeballs.
But man, Pokeballs are so easy to get in this game. I've got like 150 or so now.
I know. They're like, okay, so you beat little kids up, and instead of taking all their money because they don't have any in this game, they give you about 100 fucking Pokedollars. They give you like 3 Pokeballs also. So it's 100 Pokedollars plus 3 Pokeballs. But the Pokeballs, I stopped using them after Mount Moon. Like, they weren't effective at all.
Like, you gotta use, just like Pokemon Go, dude, you gotta use the raspberries.
Yeah, but even with the raspberries, like, you know, anything over level 15 was breaking out of Pokeballs like butter.
I'll have to give it a shot. But, like, even, like, once you're... I'm in still, like, in Mount Moon, but I've got, like, 10 Great Balls as well.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out... Okay, let's move on to the Pokeball Plus for a second. The one... It's freaking awesome to hold a goddamn Pokeball in my hand. First of all, I cut off the safety strap, wasted my time. So... To be able to hold a Pokeball in my hand after being a Pokemon fan for the last 25 years, 30 years almost now, it's like, it's amazing. Anyways, so when you move around with the control stick is so goddamn small and my fingers are so goddamn big that like I go to push the button in to select whatever attack or thing I've selected, and then my big ass thumb rolls the little joystick up and then clicks, and it's like growl or something, and it's like, no, I didn't want to growl at it, I wanted to use bite or something, you know?
Like... Yeah, I kind of noticed that too. Like, the Pokeball, as much as they wanted it to be small, I think it should have been a little bigger with the better bigger joystick.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it should have been the size of an actual Pokeball in the game, like, you know, like a full, not a full handful, but like, you know,
I think a full size one for us because we have such big adult hands. I'd be like,
yeah, like
three
it's
fingers,
perfect for kids. But yeah, like, yeah. I've got a few problems with that as well. That's why I was sticking to the handheld when I was just in my bedroom. Right?
I mean, so. It could be a full size one, and then you just use two hands on it, you know, that would be, I thought that would be fine, but
yeah, but for how small it is, it's really nice and sleek, so you can take it with you, yeah. But it's just really hard to operate the joystick.
Yeah, totally.
It should grow with you. If you're a child, it should be smaller, and then the more you grow up, the bigger it gets.
When you push the button, it just becomes big, like in the anime.
Don't we have that technology yet? Come on.
Shit, no. Yeah.
Like, I'm so disappointed. I'm not even gonna get the game anymore.
The you know what? The Pokeball controller feels really good in your hand, though. Like, it's not,
oh, it
it's
does.
Not like cheap plastic shit controller. It's like a really high quality hard like rubber thing. I don't know. Yeah, it's really, really awesome. So like, if you're listening to this and you weren't sure about buying the Pokemon Go or the Pokemon Pokeball Plus, it's like totally worth it.
I was at Walmart today and I saw you can just get the ball on its own. You don't have to get it with the game, so that's nice. You can just buy it separately.
Yeah, and yeah.
Yeah, but I'd buy it with the game because you save, I think, a couple bucks.
Yeah.
But what if you already got the game? You mean you can still buy it separately even if you already
got it? Oh, yeah, then yeah.
And it works with Pokemon Go, obviously. And I mean, for you, Cole, that's a given, so.
Must have. I mean, caught, like I was talking to Rodney before, I caught 6 shiny Pokemon this week.
Nice.
I actually, while we were sitting here, I was evolving them, so I evolved all my shiny Pokemon.
So when you for the Pokeball Plus with Pokemon Go, if you have a Pokemon in the Pokeball while you have it with you and it's on, it'll automatically spin Pokestops.
Yeah, Rodney was saying that.
Yeah,
that's
so
such a good.
I haven't released
Mew
yet.
I have so many, like, my items bag is that I can have 1,000 items. You can have up to 2,000 items, and I'm constantly full. So I'd spin like 3 Pokestops, and I wouldn't be spinning them anymore because I wouldn't have any room left.
First world problems. My bag's too full. I can't spin this Pokestop.
I'm going to know where Cole spends all his money. Right now.
Yeah. Mark spends it all on Grand Theft Auto. Will spends it all on limited edition games, and Cole on Pokemon Go.
Hey, nailed my it. Stuff at least might be worth something in the future.
This is true. and then
if you sell it, you got to keep it packaged.
Yeah.
Not all the time.
Buy 2 copies of everything, dude. If you buy Pokemon Go, Let's Go right now. And you don't open it, and in like 20 years, it'll be worth so much. Just think of like how much N64s are worth right now. Even like Wii's, you know, it's like I Wii's are becoming almost extinct too. So keep that, and the value will go up. Don't open
it. Well, look at the Pokemon Plus accessory for Pokemon Go. It was only like $59, and now it's like 100 or like almost $200. And I gave it to you for free, and you go and lose it.
I did. I lost it at work. I still haven't been able to find it. I've got the little icon on my Pokemon Go, and I'm like, nope, no idea where it is. Well, even like amiibos, like for Super Smash Brothers, you'd buy an amiibo. And then in a few weeks, it was like quadruple the price. Like my buddy had a Diddy amiibo, and he bought it for whatever, like $30. And then a week later, it was worth like $300. So,
yeah, I have a couple of them still. But if you look, there's like a code number on them that tells if they're like first gen or not.
Oh, yeah, on the bottom of it or on the packaging, because you shouldn't open the packaging.
It's on the packaging.
Because I was in Australia when the game came out, so I got a bunch of them in Australia, and the Australian ones weren't worth the same for some reason. Like, I looked it up, and they were different.
Oh, no, because they're Australian. It was the same thing. Like, I wanted to get Shulk, because he was so hard to find in North America, so I was going to order one from Germany, which would still work. But it just wasn't worth anything. You could buy it literally still for like $10.
Which is so weird, you know? Like, I thought that blew my mind. Because when I was in Australia, I walked into, I don't know what they have, EB Games or GameStop or whatever they have there. And EB. Like, all the stuff that was super rare in the States, I was like, I took pictures of it all because it blew my mind. And then they found out it wasn't worth anything. So,
yeah
it's kind of stupid.
But yeah, like when Pit and Diddy came out, I still have 2 of each unopened from first gen.
Really? Jeez.
So they're going to be worth something.
Nice. Do they have amiibos for Let's Go?
No, not yet, but I bet you it's probably in the plans.
I'm going to look it up right now.
All right, I mean, amiibos are cool and all that, but Cole, have you found anything yet?
No, I'm looking it up. I don't see... I mean, they'll probably have it, but I don't see anything...
Not announced yet, no. But if people are saying here, that it'll most likely come.
For you can, like, ride your Pokemon around. Like, I mean, you could always ride Lapras around, but
you gotta
ride,
watch,
like, Arcanine. And...
Yeah, you gotta see the one with Snorlax. There's a video of it. Someone's riding Snorlax, and literally you're on his back, like, holding his belly.
That's awesome.
It's the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was like, man, I want my Snorlax.
All right, here's a Pokemon fan question for you. If you guys were Pokemon trainers, what would your, like, not the starter 3, but if you could have, like, one Pokemon to be your main one that you had, like, on your shoulder or out with you all the time, what would it be from the first gen?
It would be Pikachu, 100%.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. Well,
what about you?
Dratini. He's always been my favorite.
Dratini?
Yeah.
Nice.
I didn't even really like Dragonite, man. I liked Dratini and Dragonair, and Dragonite was just like too much for me before.
Big old fat dragon.
Yeah, I was like man, what happened to Dragonair? He was so majestic. Yeah,
looks like a middle-aged white man.
Yeah.
For me,
Dragonite's
still
cool.
It would be probably Victory Bell or Arcanine or Growlithe or that, like, for the non-evolved form.
Okay, Growlithe I could see on your shoulder. Yeah. Arcanine, man, you're going to have to build some really strong muscles.
And I'll be on Arcanine's shoulders. Riding that thing around, that'd be awesome. But I also really like Victory Bell. I thought Victory Bell was an awesome third
Cole's evolution. Walking around with just his feet sticking out.
Yeah. I'm waiting for the shiny Bellsprout in Pokemon Go so they can get me my shiny victory bell. That's what I want. That's what I need.
So yeah, I'm excited to continue playing, but obviously not right now because I'm doing a podcast with you guys. But Cole, are you going to pick up the game this weekend or this week? Sorry.
I don't know if I'll pick it up this week. I'll find time to get it. I gotta slow down on some stuff, but I'm definitely looking forward to getting it. I'll get it before the Pokeball disappears. So.
Yeah, I actually, if you pay me $145, I'll give you my one that I'm getting from Best Buy, because I ordered it from Best Buy, yeah. And there's a Canada Post strike right now, so they're like, oh, you're not going to get your game right away. I'm like, well, fuck that noise. So I went to Best Buy, and I just bought another one. So I'm gonna get the one I pre-ordered, and then I'll just give it to you, and you can give me some money.
That's actually a pretty dope idea. I might have to take you up on that.
Yeah, $145-something, so 100, I don't care about the cents. You can give me $145.
Just hit me up, whatever it is, let me know.
Sounds good.
Our buddy Brooks also has Pokemon Let's Go. He bought the Eevee edition.
Good for him. Oh, yeah, Jason texted me as well, and he's like, well, did you get Pikachu or Eevee? And I said Pikachu, and he goes, I think we need to trade, because he has an Ekans, and I'm like, oh, that's where the fucking Ekans are they?
Oh, so he's got Eevee?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm going to have to get that because I want Vulpix.
Oh, is Vulpix? Oh, yeah, okay.
We got freaking Sandshrew, man. Sandshrew. Why?
I love Sandshrew, man. I thought that episode was really good in season one of Pokemon when he finds that Sandshrew trainer.
Yeah,
he's like,
yeah.
Loves his Sandshrew, really, but good. Trains him to the ground.
Yeah.
That was a good, episode.
Oh, speaking of which, you can trade your Kanto region Pokemon for their Alolan forms.
Yeah, there's a couple of people there's a couple of people sitting in the Pokemon Center, and they're like, "You want my Geodude for your Geodude?" I'm like, "Sure." I'm sure there'll be some benefit for it later. I'm not sure.
I don't know. I think it's just to get the Alolan, but I you know, like the Alolan Geodude, man, like Golem looks badass.
Oh yeah, with the big electric shoulder blades.
I just had to trade the Diglett because the Dugtrio gets a full flock of hair.
Oh, man, yeah, that's the best, man.
If
love
you
that.
Watch the newest season of Pokemon, Sun and Moon, there's an episode where Dugtrio is a lead singer.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
And the band breaks up.
Drama? Jeepers.
They each have, like, different Pokemon hairstyles, and, like, one's hogging the limelight where the other two don't get to do the solo acts, and they, like, break up. You gotta get the band back together, boys.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Yeah, we still... Well, Will watches the series still. I stopped just before Sun and Moon. I watched the first episode of Sun and Moon.
I've watched up to, like, episode 52 of Sun and Moon. They're at, like, 90-something now. I'll catch up now that, my work schedule's, like, day calls, so... And I also have to catch up on One Piece.
Yeah.
I just rewatched all three seasons of Attack on Titan in, like, 2 days. I watched 50 episodes of Attack on Titan.
We were talking about this before, but can you imagine, like, for those bigger ones like Dragon Ball Z, One Piece, Naruto, and stuff like that, trying to introduce your kids to that, like, okay, you're going to start with episode one, and you've got, like, 1,200. Yeah. It's like,
you got a couple years ahead of you. I'll see you then.
Yeah.
Just lock them in their room.
You can't leave this room until you finished it.
And then when you're done, we'll celebrate with your first drink.
that's
what it's going to be like for Pokemon, man.
Well,
did you guys talk about the Detective Pikachu trailer yet?
No, we're going to talk about that on our What You Watching Now podcast, which you should do sometime this week.
And, okay, yeah, then I won't bring it up here. Sorry, everybody listening.
Yeah,
broken hopes for you.
Watch the What You Watching Now, or did I say watch? I meant listen to the What You Watching Now podcast, which will be coming out later this week.
If Rodney can't get it right, none of us can. We're doomed.
We're ficked. I really like the gym battles in this new game as well. It just
yeah, but man, Brock's head, fucking huge. Like, Jesus.
Oh yeah.
I know, because you said the same thing in the chat. You're like huge, and I was like, "What? Oh, he's talking about the head. He's got to be talking."
Oh no!
About the head.
Oh no! I was talking about Onyx. Onyx was like fucking massive. Because like, I had Bulbasaur out, I think. So Bulbasaur is like, you know, Bulbasaur size, which is like a foot or whatever. And then
Bulbasaur is Bulbasaur size.
And then he let Onyx out, and the camera like did like the worm's eye view, like it went behind the bulb on his back and just revealed this monstrosity. He's like, "Oh my god, holy fuck!"
But then you just like look behind Bulbasaur, and he's just got like a pile of shit.
Yeah,
Vine whip.
Yeah. Actually, now that you mentioned it, Brock's head was fucking huge.
Yeah, dude. Like I was looking at his body and like shoulders, and I was like, "Man, that head is a little disproportionate."
I mean, Misty's was even a little disproportionate. Actually, they're all the key characters.
I haven't
characters.
Gotten there yet, man. Maybe we're going to talk about Pokemon big heads.
Yeah.
That makes for good bobbleheads, selling more toys.
Yeah. There's little subtle differences, like when you go to Bill's house, he doesn't brag about how he invented the fucking Pokemon storage system because it's shit and it's an outdated system. He talks about the box in your bag. He didn't say he invented it, though. I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I gotta get further into the game.
Oh, okay.
Then actually, I can start comparing it to the original Yellow.
Get further in the game, man. Sick of you.
Hey, man, I'm still working on Red Dead as well.
Oh, I'm done with Red Dead. Red Dead can fuck right off.
Yeah, I guess I get to plug my... I'm planning on doing my stream for you guys. I'm gonna do a Metro stream to welcome in Metro Exodus. I'm so excited.
Nice.
In February, you mean?
No, I'm gonna do one pretty soon. But I'm doing it for the preparation for Exodus, because I started playing Metro again to get ready for Exodus, so I thought I might as well.
I like the Metro series. I never got to play the newest one. They had it at PAX. Mark, Brooks, and Rodney here got the chance, and they said they did play it on PC, so they had some problems with it.
Oh, I play on PC, man. I got my Steam controller all set up, and except for the one problem with the one joystick on the Steam controller is so slow. Like, no matter how fast my reaction times are, I just, like, can't spin fast enough. My sensitivity's at full, but it's like I'm somebody sitting on top of me while I'm turning around.
You can obviously remap your controls, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah, but, I mean, I have it as the right controller is a mouse pad rather than a joystick. So it's like the mouse pad.
That's good, because in the demo, they had the melee map to fucking V. Like, are you retarded? Like, V? Like, why
would
can't,
you have it as?
Like, anything on my mouse, there's, like, six buttons on the mouse, and not one of them was melee. So I had to, like, leave my movement buttons to, like, move, all, like, halfway across the fucking keyboard to melee somebody. I was like, the fuck? Who thought this was a good idea?
No, man, Steam controller. I mean, I've got a lot of beef with the Steam controller, but there's a few games that I really enjoy using it to play. So Metro is just, you just push in the movement stick and you melee.
Oh, that's nice. I wish I had that. I was getting murdered by, like, barbarians or whatever they were.
Man, I'm so excited. I'm ready. I'm ready for the new
one. I can't wait. I've even read the books.
Really? Oh, yeah. I read... I was doing one as an audiobook, and I really enjoyed it. It was super intense.
Yeah. The games are actually pretty close to the books. Telling a little bit of a different side story, but, you know, they're... Metro's really good.
I love it. I'm a huge fan. I might get the special. I will get the special edition of it when it comes out. I'll pre-order it.
Nice.
If I get the special edition of something, I gotta love it. I'm not like Will. I don't have hundreds of dollars to spend. I'm not a single man.
I've gotten closer and a lot better with my money, and I'm not always buying collector's editions, mainly because I'm running out of room for it, but also because they're costly.
You hear that, everybody? Will's having a big old sale of all of his collectibles, so get on there and buy it.
He's selling,
I'm not that nice.
Yeah, he's selling his house.
He's giving them away for free. If anybody wants some free stuff, it's got
fuck
it.
All y'all. Yeah. Fuck all y'all. staying with me. It's just I'm stopping buying them.
Yeah, he's
running. You got to get a shipping container and decorate it with all your stuff. Put your Pokemon Gold Ball in there.
Like, I got a 4-foot Ganondorf.
Holy crap, are you serious?
Yeah, from Twilight Princess. It cost me like $400 from Sideshow Collectibles.
Nobody's been inside Will's house, though. He won't let anybody inside there. Like, he's known Mark for like fucking 20 years. Mark's never been in his fucking house.
Well, I honestly, like, I've only... Well, I don't even go that often to Mark's place, so...
I'm coming over to your house. Rodney, let's go break into Will's house and steal all of his collections.
I barely remember
actually,
his apartment.
Actually, Rodney's going to help me after Christmas. Him, Brittany, and Mark, and maybe Cole as well. I'll steal Cole, and we're going to go through all my shit and downsize.
Yeah, I'm down. I hope everybody's really excited about listening to us talking about how Will's going to downsize his house.
Yeah, but
well, it's on record now.
Cole, for you, I'm going to make sure I inventory all my shit. I don't trust one bit.
Who knows? I don't have enough room for anything either. I'll post some of my goofy stuff on your Facebook page. Some of the stuff that I have.
Hey, don't forget, you got some shit at my house. You got the Desex fucking mecha motherfucking thing over here.
And Titanfall. You got the big ass Titanfall thing, man. That didn't even fit in my car when I picked it up.
Actually, I got the
Skyrim special edition, and that didn't fit in my car when I picked it up because
The freaking the dragon. I have that upstairs. It's on my fireplace. Actually,
it's a nice statue. I think it's pretty nice.
What is that? Parfenax? Yes.
I'm only imagining what your house looks like, Will. Like, you walk in, and it's just a fucking palace of, like, limited edition, like, shit.
It's not that bad. I've gotten rid of a few things and sold a few things to friends and,
like
a comic collector.
There's, like, cats running around them, living in the statues. In the 4-foot Ganondorf, it's just, like, hollowed out for cats.
He waves his Harry Potter wand, and they all defend his house when he's getting robbed.
Expelliarmus! That's funny.
Yeah.
But you know what? The one thing I don't have a lot of anymore is I just have a few. Oh, shut up! Pokemon collectibles.
Yeah, I got rid of my card collection a long time ago.
I still have my shiny Charizard, Venusaur, and Blastoise first edition, and the Charizard's got the Dark Shadow, so it's worth even more. But other than that, like most. Oh, actually, no. I have a lot of my first gen stuff. I one of my our friends that we all know hasn't been on the podcast, but his name's Joel. He needed money once, and he was getting rid of all his shit. So I bought his Pokemon collection for like $50 when it was probably worth like over a couple hundred.
Ship him out of it.
Shit. Good thing he was smashing our podcast when we first started it, so he doesn't listen to it.
Yeah, so
what,
I got
smash like, your guys' podcast.
Oh yeah, he's like, no one listens to podcasts anymore. What? That's ridiculous. Why are you doing a podcast? We're like, because we're doing a fucking podcast. Joel, suck it.
Like, oh man, that's so mean.
Yeah.
And then
Joel's usually a pretty nice guy.
And then Brittany, she doesn't defend fucking anybody.
He bashed him like she just neutered him.
Yeah, she's like, do you listen to the radio? He's like, no. She's like, well, that's a podcast. You know how many fucking people listen to the radio? Everyone.
I listen to the radio. Everyone. I listen to the radio all the time. When I'll either listen to Spotify or the radio.
This is probably from Joel, who doesn't have his license.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He has to ride a SkyTrain to work every day, or pay like $80 for a cab.
And this is also a guy who will buy Pokemon Let's Go before rent. And then
he's already bought it. I think he bought a Pikachu as well. He told me, but hopefully he's got rent for this.
All right, okay, we're done smashing Joel. That's us getting Joel back for saying podcasts are dumb.
Love you, Joel.
What's your rating out of 10 for Pokemon Go? Pokemon Let's Go.
I'm going to say 8. I'm going to give
it
an
8 right now.
Yeah, I'm going to give it an 8. It's losing 2 points because it doesn't have abilities, and it doesn't have there's something else that pissed me off, like, royally. Something.
But give it another 0.5 because you can change the hairdos. So 8.5. All right,
it's 8.5 out of 10. It's pretty good. But I'll do a full review video once I'm done the game and put it on our YouTube.
Will, what's your rating?
I'm going to say 8 right now, but I got to get further into the game to kind of discover a bit more. Like I said, I just left the first gym.
8.5 for both of you guys. Madden, the 0.5 for hairdos.
So, okay, before we leave, let's go and sign off soon. There's one other thing that I really, really liked about this game. They teased it before the game even came out, but they basically eliminated HM moves. So, like, the HM machine. Sorry. The HM machine. So, you know, back in the day, I'm going to use Lieutenant Surge's gym as an example. So you got to use Cut to get the tree out of the way so you can get into the gym. So you had to go into Lieutenant Surge's gym with the Pokemon that knows Cut so you could get out of the gym afterwards too. So it's just super annoying that you have to bring a random Pokemon along that you don't even want in your fucking party, because let's be honest, nobody had a Pokemon in their party that had Cut ever.
Back then, I think for me, it was like Oddish or
Sans Shrew or something. Yeah. It was, you know what? Everybody has a 5 Pokemon party and an HM bitch. Everybody has an HM bitch for everything past Generation 2 for sure.
Yep. I personally say goodbye HMs. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, so what they've done now is they've done secret techniques. So basically Pikachu or Eevee learns Cut or Flash or Fly or Surf or any of the HMs. Don't ask
me
how.
But it doesn't take a move slot.
Yeah, it doesn't take a move slot, and it doesn't...
Oh, that's good.
And it doesn't... You don't have to have a Pokemon in your party other than Pikachu or Eevee. So that's nice.
Mm-hmm. Can you evolve your Pikachu and Eevee?
No.
Or do they have to...
You have to catch a new one. Yeah. Super.
Gotta catch another one. I gotta say, though, another thing I really like that they brought back from Gold and Silver is, other than Pikachu, you can also have another Pokemon follow you around.
Yes. You can have Pikachu plus somebody else, so that it can be like Onix or whoever. You can have a rideable Pokemon out of your Pokeball.
And it's cool, too, because they'll discover things as well, like items.
Okay, that threw me for a loop there, because as soon as I got Pikachu and I left Pallet Town, Pikachu jumped off my shoulder. And he's like, oh, Pikachu found something in the bush. I'm like, oh, shit, Pikachu's my goddamn item finder now. Great. So yeah, I wasn't looking for items the whole game. And then I'm like, hey, there was usually an item here in Pokemon Yellow. So I clicked, and sure enough, there was an item there. So I'm like, fucking Pikachu. I'm in like Celadon City at this point. I'm like, fucking Pikachu. I went through Mount fucking Moon and didn't check a single rock in there because I thought Pikachu had my goddamn back.
That's funny. I was going to say he's your dog meat, but now he disappointed you.
The thing was, apparently, from what I read online, is Pikachu just kind of showed you that Pokemon can find items in the game. You have to have a Pokemon with you, other than Pikachu, that'll also help look. So they have more chances.
Okay. Well, hey, that was an ability. It was called Pickup. And they took out abilities. Fucking bullshit. But I'm sure you find this too, Will, but the fairy Pokemon type is throwing me for a fucking loop, because for basically 20 fucking years, I've memorized the chart for all 17 Pokemon types on what's good against what does it affect, what's super effective against what, and then they threw fairy in there like
Fairy's
7
weird.
Generations later and just totally screwed everybody, because now everyone's like, oh, it's not good, you know. I don't even know what's good against fairy and what's not.
I'm not sure either.
So, hey.
I don't even think I captured I captured it, but I don't think I used a fairy in the last gen at all.
Yeah, like before it was they were all normal types. So you're like, oh, Jigglypuff, I'll just fucking use Brick Break. It's done. And
fighting is strong against fairy.
Is it?
And darkness is strong against fairy?
I'm going to look it up because I'm not sure. Yeah, it's just.
Yeah, fighting. Fighting is strong against fairy. Fighting and dark and dragon. Fighting, dark, and dragon are strong against fairy.
What's it weak against?
Poison. Oh, wait.
What is fairy strong against?
It's strong against poison, steel, fire, and that's it. Poison, steel, fire.
You know what? That's good, because steel didn't have a lot of weaknesses before.
Mm-mm.
Now it's fairy.
Yeah, steel was kind of OP.
Yeah, I just remember that, because every time in Pokemon Go, when I have to fight a fairy type, they're usually pretty beefy, but you throw a fighting Pokemon in there and it knocks them out pretty quick.
Well, the shitty thing about the fairy Pokemon are they're usually Pokemon that have high HP stats, like Clefable and Chansey and all them, right?
Well, I have a good Clefable in Pokemon Go. My Clefable's pretty boss, and it's lucky. Nice. That was the first lucky Pokemon I got.
Nice. What's a lucky Pokemon? Sorry.
Lucky Pokemon is in Pokemon Go, when you trade Pokemon, there's a chance that the Pokemon you trade will become lucky, and then its stats are stronger and it costs less Stardust to upgrade.
Oh, okay.
Nice. Yeah, so I have it's an incentive to trade more. So like I have a lucky Charmander and Charmeleon, and I got a lucky Clefable and Wigglytuff. So it's great. And any Pokemon can be lucky. There's just a chance of you getting it when you trade.
Cool. Oh, and I liked trading with Cole, because Cole's wife's from Germany. So
Oh, yeah.
So I got a Mr. Mime from Germany, so that's like 7,000 kilometers away. So there's an achievement in Pokemon Go that's like, you know, basically every time you trade, it measures the distance between where the other trainer caught their Pokemon and where you are. And it just racks it up. And so I got like 2 medals like right off the top because I traded this Mr. Mime with Cole. It was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I've been doing that a lot. Like, I traded all my Mr. Mime, so like I got so much distance towards that medal. And I'm gonna go back to Germany maybe like next year at the end of the year sometime, so I'll go catch a ton of Pokemon and bring them back and we'll do some trades.
Yeah,
sounds good.
I'll just catch everything.
We're gonna go to Japan maybe next year, me and Will, so we'll catch some shit there, whatever they have there.
Get some what's it called, Farfetch'd.
Oh, is that where
Farfetch'd.
They are
Farfetch'd. I have a Farfetch'd because of an event that they had. What are the exclusives? I'm looking up their region exclusives.
Well, you do that. You know, the one thing I forgot about that, and I want to see how it plays out in the game, and I'm reading about it right now, is Pokemon Let's Go brought back Mega Evolutions.
I saw that, yeah. I wonder how that's going to work.
Haven't found
apparently
anything yet. But
you can't do most of them till the end of the game. It says you can buy the stone. You can get that from Cerulean Cave, so that's Mewtwo. Most of them you buy from a stone salesman in the Indigo Plateau after beating the Elite Four, but it sounds like Blue gives you the stones for Venusaur, Charizard, and Blastoise.
Oh, good. Those are all in my party. I have the Pokemon Trainer Red party right now. Yeah, minus Snorlax, because I haven't caught him yet.
He's in Cerulean Cave.
Snorlax? No, he's blocking the road to Fuchsia City.
Yeah, but he has a rare spawn chance in Cerulean Cave. You can get him early in the game.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't go.
I'd let you know.
You can't go to Cerulean Cave anyway until, like, after the 5th gym.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
Yeah, until you get Surf.
Yeah.
There's a Pokemon you can only get in New Zealand, Fiji, Vanuatu, and New Caledonia.
What? New Caledonia?
New Caledonia.
That's crazy. It's Farfetch'd, Mr. Mime, and North America's Tauros, I think.
Yeah, that's
a caught a lot of
Tauros. Australia is Kangaskhan. Then for the second gen, South America, Central America, Mexico, and Southern Florida is Heracross. And then near the equator is Corsola.
Corsola, yeah.
Then Western and Southeast Asia is Torkoal.
Oh shit, I gotta do a lot more fucking traveling then.
Yeah.
Man,
Europe, Asia, and Australia is Zangoose. But I caught a Zangoose when Gen 2 first came out.
Gen 3.
One of the first Pokemon I caught was a Zangoose. And now it's apparently a region exclusive. So I never saw it anywhere else, but I have one. So.
Okay.
I was lucky. Oh yes, Seaver. Seaver, that snake. That's
Seviper?
In North America and South America. And I see those all over the place.
Yeah.
And all then right. Solrock and Luna are all over the place.
God, you're killing me. You're fucking killing me, Cole, with these names, the mispronunciations. I feel like an asshole, though.
I was just letting it go.
What, Solrock? Is that not how you say it?
No,
Solrock?
You said Luna. It's Lunatone. And it's Seviper, not whatever Seviper. The fuck you said.
He said Sever.
Sever. His name's Severus.
It's all different. It's all different until you say the proper pronunciation.
Well, yeah, I always, you know, tried to sound it out as a kid, and then I'm like, oh, this is how you say it, and then in the anime, they said it completely different, and you're like, oh, yeah. Fuck.
I was mistaken.
Yeah.
So
this is Pokemon Let's Go. This is the last game from Junichi Masuda. Masuda, there we go again.
Is that the director?
Hey, get your names right.
Yeah,
Will.
The directing. The director.
Oh, really? Is he like retiring or?
No, he's gonna produce the games, but he's no longer directing them after Pokemon Let's Go. He says he's wanting to introduce new creative directors to change the franchise.
Well, yeah. Well, he kind of already fucking did that with the Let's Go. Has he been the director from the very first one?
I don't know if he was from the first. Let me look.
No, the first one would have been the creator.
Google it.
Or is he also the creator?
No, Masuda.
No, Satoshi something something is the creator.
Yeah, the creator, but he doesn't. Okay, he was the Pokemon franchise. Let's see what he started with career. He did Pokemon Ruby and Sapphire.
Oh, okay, that was a masterpiece.
So he started those. And then he's been the director since then.
Okay.
They're like, damn, you make good games, son.
Yeah, and then it says, on November 1st, 2018, Masuda stated Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu and Let's Go Eevee would likely be his final time serving as the director of a main series Pokemon game. In the announcement interview, he stated that he wishes to pass on the development torch to the younger generation of developers at Game Freak.
Well, man, what a responsibility that would be. Like, hey, here's a multi-billion dollar franchise.
It's basically don't do or die. Up. Like, we're going to hand this over to you, and we have great aspirations for you. But if you fuck this up, you'll never work again.
Well, they did that with Star Wars, and it turned out great.
Well, Star Wars changed studios completely.
Yeah, because the last two Star Wars movies have sucked. The last, like, three Star Wars movies have sucked so hard. Unwatchable.
At least what's his name still producing. So if the new guy's not doing so good, he'll be like,
but he doesn't have much
up.
Say.
Stop
he sold the rights.
Who's that? George Lucas?
Yeah.
Nah, George Lucas. He did the first three good, and then they gave him full creative reign, and it wasn't so good. But it's the people who were producing with him that did a good job.
Yeah, so. But now you have, like, Disney taking the reins, and it's not
Mickey
working
Mouse
so well.
Mickey Mouse is just making a debauchery of Star Wars.
Could you imagine if a big company bought, like, a Pokemon or something like that?
And just ruined it? And just, like,
yeah.
Completely... I mean, it would never be in the States. Like, I mean, Japan is gonna own that for...
Oh, yeah, but I'm just thinking, like, the way they do it with movies, I cringe at the thought of them ruining a great franchise. Like Halo. Could you imagine Microsoft selling the rights to Halo to Disney?
That'd be pretty stupid.
That's not a good place to end the podcast, just FYI.
All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, imagine that. Imagine, like, a musical Halo.
I would love that. I would love a singing and dancing Halo with Princess Master Chief,
Princess Cortana.
No, Princess Master Chief.
Oh my
so,
god!
So, like Rodney said, we'll have a full review of Pokemon Let's Go coming up soon.
Yeah, it'll be on our YouTube page. I'm gonna do a video review, like all them other freaking YouTube plebs, and it's gonna be awesome. Cole, anything else to say?
I love you all, and thanks for having me.
I have one more thing to mention. It's still in early development, but sometime at the end of December, pay close attention to our YouTube page, because we have some big things coming that way, thanks to Smash.
Yes, and I called Cole and told Cole about it the other day. What were your initial thoughts, Cole, and without any spoilers?
I was so down. I'm excited to Smash Will. Oof. If you know what I mean.
It's going to be hot.
It's going to be smoky, steamy. It's going to be good.
Yeah, so pay attention to that at the end of December. We're going to have some great content.
All right, guys, thanks a lot. And check out our Facebook page where we got lots of cool things on there. And we always like to hear from our listeners, good and bad. I haven't gotten any bad yet, shockingly. I've only been getting good stuff. So if you have some bad things to say about our podcast, please... get a hold of me so I can troll you on the next
podcast.
I'll
get
podcast.
A hold of you right now. Get out of the game right now, yeah. Ronnie.
So
no
maybe,
more.
If I see Joel like our Facebook page, I'll know for sure that he heard me smashing him on this podcast.
Or if we see him dislike the page, we'll know for sure he heard us.
No, he's not on it. He's not on it at all. I'm pretty sure he's not on it. But yeah, because he was talking about how shitty
people don't listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
everybody I know listens to podcasts. I'm like the only person who doesn't listen to podcasts. I only listen to VGN.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Exclusive.
As you should.
Yeah. Okay, guys. Thanks a lot, and see you guys later. Bye bye.
See you.
Take care.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.